Nathan Zagura here in Indianapolis at the Combine with a former Cleveland Brown, a former NFL scout, and a current ESPN NFL insider, Lewis Riddick. Lewis, thanks for being with us here today.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. You know the Browns. What do they need? A quarterback. They have the number two pick in this draft. Yeah. Let's start top level. What would you look for in a franchise quarterback? What are the most important traits to you?
Well, you know, obviously when you have to start off the field, and I think in particular when you're talking about the Cleveland Browns, you guys know how important that is. And it's one of those things that people talk about, but I think because we're so enamored with data and statistics and just looking at something on paper that we can all put our hands on, we don't really pay it the respect that it needs. And that is absolutely critical, that relationship between the player and the head coach, the player and ownership, the player and the community. The trust that you have to have in that guy, they have to make sure that you have that nailed to a T. And if there are any holes or gaps or any kind of like things that worry you about that, you better make sure before you draft them, especially when you're talking about in the first round, especially when you're talking about in the top five in particular, which is where they're picking now. So they have to make sure of that first and foremost. Secondly, when it just comes to the position, the smartest quarterback teachers that I've ever been around have said that the quarterback position is always about decision-making and accuracy. And that encompasses a lot. But decision-making off the field, decision-making in the huddle, decision-making once the ball is snapped, how he prepares, and accuracy. Put the ball where it needs to be put so other guys can do their work. That's really what it boils down to. But, you know, under those things, there's a lot to consider there. Hugh Jackson has a lot on his plate to make sure that they get that position right. Because the truth of the matter is, in this draft, where they're picking, a quarterback is not going to be the second best player in this draft. It's going to be someone else. There's other players that are better than these quarterbacks. But because it's such a position of need and it's so critical and it's what is hamstringing your organization in that city along with a bunch of other things, you're almost forced to do it. So now that puts even more pressure on making sure you get it right. So now, look, I don't envy the position that they're in, and I'm sure all of you are sitting there going, "Hilk, man, we got to get this right because we've got it wrong so many times. We'll see what happens."
So when you watch the tape, who was the one where accuracy, decision-making stood out to you?
Yeah, Jared Goff is the guy for me because I think he's the best passer in this draft. He can put it wherever you need to at all three levels of the field, vertically, short, intermediate, deep. He can stretch the field horizontally. Very advanced, even though he plays in not typically a pro-style offense, very advanced at being able to manipulate defenses post-snap with his eyes, with pump fakes, with looking off. Those are the kind of things that you kind of look for to separate some of these guys. Carson Wentz, obviously, physically is the most talented.
Right.
I mean, 6'5", almost 240 pounds. Just a big kid who's got a howitzer for an arm. But there's so many things that are unknown about him that you won't know until you get him there. You just won't, and anybody who tells you they can figure it out now is lying to you. He's an unknown, but it's enticing. And why is it enticing? Because it's the most important position in all sports. But if I'm, for my money right now, just knowing what I know, if I had to pick a quarterback, I'm going to take Jared.
And do you get the sense that the transition in the NFL, the way the passing game is evolving, that, yes, having the physical traits, as long as you have the requisite physical traits,
sure,
the most important thing is what you can do in terms of processing information.
There's no question about it. And every quarterback the great quarterbacks of this in this game will always tell you that. There's a lot of guys who can throw it a mile. I've played with them. I've scouted guys,
sure,
who could throw the ball from here to Mars. Some of them couldn't tell you what 2 + 2 is, though. Some of them could tell you what 2 + 2 is, but once you start hitting them in the head and it's in the fourth quarter and you're on the road and it's cold and and your left tackle goes down and your number one receiver goes out, they couldn't handle that kind of pressure. And all those things come into it. It's not just about, you know what, one of the things I'll tell you this, at this time of year that I get so tired of hearing is arm talent.
Right.
Arm talent, physical
right.
traits, arm talent. As John Fox, I believe, said here yesterday, it's hard to determine what's in the left side of your chest and what's between your ears because there's no test to really figure that out here. And more times than not, when you figure that out, more times than not, it's when it's too late if they don't have it. And usually when they do figure it out, you do figure it out, and it's a positive, you go, thank God. You know what I mean? And that's the beauty of this game.
Absolutely. And the Browns, they've had guys to arm talent, Brandon Whedon, but
that's
they're
right.
looking for the guy that can do it all.
That's right.
As you say, I know you're busy, so one last one here. How valuable is it for whoever the Browns end up selecting at quarterback to have a guy like Hugh Jackson as the head coach and the play caller, given his success with the quarterback position in the past?
Well, it's huge. You know, there's a lot of people who can call plays and who can diagram it up and who can scout out a defense and put you in the right positions, but it's about relationships. That's the key. He was a relationship builder when it comes between coach and player, especially at that position. His track record speaks for itself. That has what has enabled him to get a head coaching job primarily. Look at Adam Gase, who got a head coaching job down in Miami, his relationship with Jay Cutler, his relationship with Peyton Manning. That's what really makes the difference at that position, is how does the head coach or coordinator or quarterback coach, how does that whole faction get along? Because it has to be rock solid again. And these are all the things that aren't data-driven.
Right.
These are all the subjective things that we're talking about here. As much as you want to objectify football, you can't. The nuance is what makes the difference, and they have to get that part right more so than anything.